Let's read these first 18 verses here together. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there with the angel was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Let me back here in Luke chapter 2. And I want to talk about God's revelation. God's revelation. Those 18 verses that I read to you is what I want to deal with today. These 18 verses that I read with you. And what we have here is the birth of a child. The birth of a child. It says in verse 7, she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger. We have here the birth of a child. And the birth of any child is wonderful. Oh, when they're loved, they're brought into this world because they want to. Parents want them, and they're loved and cared for, and the wind up birth is wonderful. Any child's birth is wonderful. A soul is brought into existence. A soul is brought into existence. But the birth of this child here, the birth of this child, is the most blessed birth of any child since the world began. It's the greatest birth ever born, ever had on the face of the whole earth. The Lord God manifest came down. Emmanuel, God with us, came. That's what he's talking about. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Joseph, when he was about to put away Mary because she was found with child of the Holy Ghost, he didn't know that. And he was a just man, didn't want to embarrass her. And the Lord came to him in a dream and said, Joseph, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for she is with child of the Holy Ghost. She's begotten of God. That's what it says. So it's a miracle. God was manifest in the flesh. That's what this was. And how many blessings to man have come through the birth of this man that was born, this child that was born that day. How many blessings, untold blessings, have come because he was going to be born. And then after he was born, we're here today and enjoy the blessings of God because this man was born. Wasn't born on December 25th. I'm not saying that at all, but this is a wonderful opportunity to talk about our Lord's coming and God's revelation concerning him. And he, Christ, that's God's revelation. He's God revealed himself in his Son. I want to talk about when he done it and how he done it. Now, listen, Jesus was born of a woman. That's the first thing we'll talk about. He was born of a woman. Look at the time, these first three verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Everybody under the rule and reign of Rome should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one, into his own city. And all, when was the time? When Augustus Caesar, he was the first emperor, the very first Caesar. And he said to everybody out in the world, got to go someplace and you got to be taxed. Go to where your lineage is from, go where you're born and raised, and go there and pay your taxes. And I tell you what, you know when this time was? When the fullness of time was come. God sent forth his son, made of a woman. And all the wisdom of God in planning all events to bring past his will. It says there a decree went out. Caesar made a decree. Before Caesar ever existed, God made a decree. And that decree was that his son would break into time and come through the womb of a virgin. He said in hundreds of years before it ever happened. 600 years before Christ was born. He says, Emmanuel, God with us. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And you know what you're going to call him? Emmanuel. Oh, yeah. You see, a decree went out. But God's decree went out before this. Because known unto God are all his works from the creation. And I tell you something, beloved, and I love this. Everything happens at God's time. God's got a time for everything in this world. He's got a time for everything. There's a time and a season and a purpose for everything under the heavens. And now this was God's time. And you know, when Caesar sent out that decree, he didn't have any idea what God was doing. He sent out that decree because it was time for God's son to be born. And you know where he had to be born at? He had to be born in Bethlehem. And look what it says. That's why David says, my times are in thy hands. And look in verse 4. Look at the place. The time was when this decree went out. God already had a decree sent out. And look in verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David. Now, that's why our Lord Jesus Christ is called the Son of David. And you know, this is where David was born and raised. This is where David raised the sheep and took care of the sheep out on the hillsides. And it wasn't in Nazareth. He must be born in Bethlehem. And I said, you know, if you can find Micah, go to Malachi and just keep going to your left till you find Micah. And I want you to see what Micah said about this. And about when our Lord Jesus Christ, Micah chapter 5. I want you to see this. The place was Bethlehem because it was the city of David. And our Lord Jesus Christ had to be a son of David. And that's why both his mother and father both was of the lineage of David. And also here they was and went all the way back to Abraham. This is the promised seed of Abraham, you see. He must be born in Bethlehem. Look what it said here in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, just a little place, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is going to be ruler in Israel. Now listen to what he says here. Whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. So he's been from old and from everlasting. He's going to be the ruler. And here he is, born in Bethlehem. This is the one who's everlasting. He's from old. And so you see, beloved, he sent this decree, and he's going exactly where God said he's going to be born. Oh, God ordered all things to bring Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem for his son to be born. And this haughty, haughty king, his heart was as hard and he didn't think anything about God. But I tell you something, he was nothing but an instrument in God's hand. Nothing but an instrument in God's hands. And I want you to, I know y'all seen this before, but look in Proverbs 21. I know you've seen this, but this will remind you that everything God used this, he's just an instrument in God's hand. That's all. To get the Lord, get Mary and Joseph into Bethlehem so our Lord Jesus Christ could be born. He ordered everything that's going to happen in this world so Christ could be born in Bethlehem. And look what it says. This king, he was so hard-hearted, but only an instrument in God's hands. Look what he says here in Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Huh? As the rivers of water And he turneth it whithersoever he will. And he turned it to attack this people so that our Lord Jesus Christ would be born in Bethlehem. The King of Kings was coming into this world. A king who would have a kingdom without any end. A dominion from everlasting to everlasting. And Bethlehem was 70 miles from Nazareth. And so, beloved, they went 70 miles. She was pregnant, heavy with child. And they had to walk 70 miles to get to Bethlehem. And he sent them there for one reason, for her blessed son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be born in Bethlehem. And that always confused them people. They said, when he lived in Nazareth, said, how can it, is any good thing ever come out of Nazareth? Because they didn't understand that he was born in Bethlehem. And all he was the son of David, and he must be born in the city of David. Now look at the circumstances. Look down here in verse 5. Oh, they went because he was the house and lineage of David. And so they went to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. They hadn't even been married, you know. They had never had any kind of relations because she was great with child, with the Holy Ghost. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Because there was no room in the inn. This is the circumstances that it was. What happened when God sent him up there. She was great with child. I mean, she was big. Heavy with child. Ready to deliver just any time. And so she's going all 70 miles great with child. And watch what it says. And while they were there, the days were accomplished. And everything's going to be accomplished. The day that she's going to deliver is accomplished. That everything has a time to be accomplished. And everything concerning our Lord Jesus Christ had an accomplishment. Everything concerning Him was accomplished. And this day was brought to pass. So on that day when they got there, she was going to have her child. Great with child. And everything has to be accomplished. God's not going to let anything go unaccomplished. And He didn't have to ask the king. He didn't have to ask Mary and Joseph. He didn't have to ask anybody where they was going to go and what they was going to do. He had this all planned, purposed, and predestinated before the world ever began. And I'll tell you something. At His birth, it wasn't at home. It wasn't at home. A lot of people was born at home years and years ago. Not many born at home anymore. But His birth wasn't at home. He wasn't at home in the comfort of His own home. She wasn't in the comfort of her own home. No, no. He was at a very strange place. A very strange place. And they didn't take him, you know. There was an inn there. He wasn't born in that inn. He wasn't laid after he was born, laid in a carefully prepared cradle that somebody had built for him. Somebody went to great lengths to prepare him a wonderful cradle. He wasn't laid in this beautiful handmade cradle that somebody made. No, no. He wasn't laid in a beautifully prepared cradle. She took that baby. Wiped him off, cleaned him off, wrapped him up in some clothes after she swaddled him and cleaned him up and took him over and laid him on some straw, laid him on some hay in a manger. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory Himself, the Lord of glory, taken out there, wrapped up. You know, and everybody has these mangers. I'm sure they had them. Some of you may have them in your barn now where you throw hay off your loft and you throw it down there, and you got this thing laying out there, you know, and in this wall here, and you fill that thing up, and they stand there and pick it up. That's what she was. And our Lord Jesus Christ, it's an amazing thing that that child that was born was God Almighty, born of a woman, had to be washed off, and his navel had to be cut. He had to be suckled at his mother's breast. And then after she had done that, she took him down, and she laid him in a manger. And our Lord Jesus Christ slept just like a little infant sleeps. It's hard to grasp, ain't it? Oh, and I tell you what, there was people coming and going, and you know, at that end, and this was people coming and going to these places to be taxed. And there was people coming and going, and nobody knew what was going on. Nobody but Mary and Joseph had any idea that what was happening. They was the only two that knew that she was conceived of the Holy Ghost and that this child's name was given to him before he was ever born, the name that God gave to him. Jesus, Jehovah Savior. And God gave him the purpose to come into this world, that he shall. And the emphasis on him. He shall. That's what he come for. He's a baby. He ain't 24 hours old yet. He shall save his people from their sin. That child laying in that manger saved me from my sin. And he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Then he come here and was laid in a manger. Bless his name. Oh, God's ways is past finding out, ain't it? Oh, my. And then let me show you how God's method of revealing this business. Look at God's method of revealing his son. Look what it says now down there in verse 8. Look what happened. And there were in the same country shepherds, just like David used to do, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. Now here's the good shepherd who lays his life down for the sheep. He's the chief shepherd. That's the Lord our shepherd. And he's the great shepherd that was brought again from the dead. And here he is. He's the shepherd of the sheep. And here's this great shepherd of the sheep. And he's going out here and telling shepherds about his birth. Huh? Oh, shepherds and angels came to him. And the time was at night. It was night. They were watching over their flock at night. David was a shepherd. And oh, why was the time of night? Showing us the darkness and the ignorance and sin and death and religious darkness was over the earth at this time. And light shined in darkness on this night. Huh? And look what it says there. Oh my, look what it says. And this is what God does. He chooses the foolish to confound the wise. He revealed himself to shepherds. He made Christ known to shepherds. Not priests. Not rabbis. Not scribes and Pharisees. Not to the doctors and lawyers. He went to shepherds, working people. People that knew what it was to take care of sheep. People who knew what it was to labor at night. And this is to whom the angel came. And look what it says. The angel of the Lord came upon them. They were just out there sitting watching the sheep. All the sheep may have been laying down. I don't know. But here they were just watching the sheep. It was up in the night. And the angel, and look what it says, came upon them and the Lord, the glory of the Lord, shone upon them. You know how many centuries had passed since anybody had seen the glory of the Lord? You know the last person who saw the glory of the Lord was Malachi. And before that it was Isaiah. They didn't see the glory of the Lord. And so nobody had seen the glory of the Lord for centuries and centuries and centuries. But oh, listen, God's glory is manifested in His blessed Son. And the glory of the Lord shone on them. That's the kind of glory. And oh, the glory of the God. That's that cloud that descends upon people. Isaiah, and it says here, they were sore afraid. Sore afraid. You see these people carrying on, just, you know, say the Lord's in this place and then go to whooping and hollering and shouting. Wherever they saw the glory of the Lord, every place you find where the glory of God came down, that men either covered their heads and got on their faces, or they cried out, "Woe is me," when God's glory came down in the camp of Israel, all those fellows went back in their tents. They said, "Oh, we can't bear this." And I tell you what, they were sore afraid. And I tell you what, I remember one time years and years and years ago, Jack Chase came down here to preach and he brought a message. And it was out of Micah too. He says, the Lord is good. He has His way in the whirlwind. And he went through all the things that happened to all the people in the Scriptures. And all the things that happened to the Lord's people. And every time he would tell something, he'd say, and the Lord is good. And God came down in that place. I remember it so vividly. I didn't even get up when He got done. The Lord was in that place. I was afraid to move. God came down in such a way that I felt like that God's glory descended on us and not one of us moved. Because He honored God in such a way, talking about, listen, when Christ, this is the best, this is the goodest news that you ever heard. When Christ hung on the cross, smitten and afflicted of God, bruised for our iniquities, The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Men mocking him and scourging him and ridiculing him and deriding him. The Lord was good. The Lord is good. Huh? Oh, the Lord is good. Whatever happens to you, the Lord is good. John Davis. I know all y'all know John Davis. His wife Irene, her mother got killed. Her mother got killed two days ago. Her and her sister were going somewhere. She's 81 years old. They hit a tree. She died instantly, just like that. Irene's mother. You know what they said? God is sovereign, and we'll be thankful. The Lord is good. Huh? And oh, they were sore afraid. They were sore afraid. Next time you see somebody running aisles and everything because the glory of God's there, no, wherever God comes down, people get on their faces. They say, woe is me. Yeah, that's what happens. And then look what a message they gave them. And down in verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not. Oh my, what a message. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Oh, I'm bringing you some good tidings. How blessed are the feet of them that publisheth good tidings of great things, great joy. And that's what they come. They brought good tidings. And they brought good tidings. What good tidings? Oh, these were good tidings. And oh, listen, and it's going to bring you great joy. What a message, he said. It's going to bring great joy to a multitude of people. Not only to you, but to people. Oh, the joy that's going to come. And this is what he said. And this joy is going to be to all people. Good tidings of great joy, that's to everybody, to all people. Not everybody, but to all people. What do you mean all people? Well, the Jews is going to hear it. These were Jews. Gentiles going to hear it. I heard it. A fellow that's in bondage, he hears it. Fellow that is free, he hears it. Men that hate God, they hear it. Oh, this is great. Good tidings and great joy to all people. I'm certainly glad it came to me one day. And an angel didn't bring the message. You know what brought a message? A man just like me. Man just like me. And then look what he said there in verse 11. For unto you, you shepherds, and all people to whom he's going to make himself known, unto you is born this day, today, this day. This is the day of the Lord. This is the day that Abraham looked forward to and rejoiced to see it. Unto you is born this day in the city of David. What's this? A Savior. A Savior. Oh my, a Savior? And oh, what does this say? He's Christ. He's the Lord. He's Jehovah come down. Look down here in verse 25 with me. Down here in verse 25. Here's what we're talking about. Oh, there's one born who is a Savior. And that's what we need. We need saving. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just, and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. He's waiting for Christ to come. And the Holy Ghost come upon him. And here's this another revelation. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. And that's the only way in the world you're ever going to learn anything. That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the power of the Spirit, came by the Holy Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, Lord, now, let your servant go in peace. Let me just depart. Let me just leave this world. Let me depart in peace. Why? Mine eyes, holding a baby, said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, and I tell you, there's one who's born a Savior. You know, it's so hard to find somebody that needs to be saved. People's not in trouble. They're not in trouble. But if the Holy Ghost ever gets a man in trouble, he's got to get him in trouble. He's got to make him understand that he's got a problem with sin. Got a problem with sin. I was talking to a dear, dear preacher yesterday. Oh, he was hurting. He was so down. And when we're in need, that's when we need a Savior. We need a Savior. I need a Savior. I needed a Savior yesterday. I need a Savior tomorrow. I needed a Savior when I was 25. I needed a Savior when I was 26. I needed a Savior when I was 27. I need a Savior. I need Him today. Got to have a Savior. You know why? Because I've got sin in me. I got sin in my nature. I got sin in my nature. Got sin in my mind. Got sin in my thoughts. I don't live my life completely and absolutely to the glory of God. And that's why I need a Savior. Oh, because my heart don't go out and love Him like it should. I need a Savior. Because things that come out of my mind should never come out of my mind. I need a Savior. Because my eyes see things and my hear things that they ought not never see and never hear. I need a Savior. I need a Savior. Well, one was born. He was born to do what? To save. Do you need saving? Oh, I'd love to find somebody who needs saving. I'd love to see somebody say, oh, preacher, oh, Brother Donnie, you just don't know how, oh, God, may He have mercy on me. I need saving. Oh, my. Well, look what else He says here in verse 12. And this is how you're going to tell who this Savior is. That's how you're going to find where this Savior that's born in the city of David. This one is going to be salvation to all people. And he said, this will be a sign unto you. This is how you'll recognize him. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Lying in a manger. Huh? You'll find him not in a palace. You won't find him in a palace. You'll find him in a cradle. But you'll find him laying in a manger. Not in fine, beautiful baby clothes, the way we bring them home from the hospitals and dress them all the days of their life. The swaddling clothes. Oh, the grace that our Lord condescended to. The Lord of glory. The Lord of glory. Who was daily the delight of His Father. Come down here. And was born. And laid in a manger. You're talking about condescension. Condescension. Man, we ain't even begun to know what humility is. What condescension. And He come down. The angels sang glory to God in the highest concerning Him. They praised Him and worshipped Him and adored Him. And all of the angels of God worshipped Him. He had a scepter of righteousness. And He left the throne. He left the glory of heaven and all the angels that worshipped Him and adored Him. And His Father loved Him and adored Him. He was in the bosom of the Father. And here He come, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Oh, what grace. And then look what happens when God reveals this to him. Look what He says in verse 13. And suddenly, boy, when God's ready to do something, it happens right now. Lord, wait. No, God, don't wait. The Lord's waiting on you to make your move. The Lord's waiting on you to make your decision. God, don't wait. We wait on the Lord. We'll be still and know that He's the Lord. But God ain't going to wait. God ain't going to wait. And look what He said here. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude. I wonder how many there was. And them shepherds saw this. There was an angel, one angel, and then all of a sudden a great multitude of heavenly hosts. And a host is an army. He's the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies. And this great company, this great host, and look what they were doing. Praising God. And look what they said. This is what they were saying. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ain't that what we say? Glory be to God. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Oh, listen. Glory to God. That's the first thing they say. Glory to God. He's the highest. And all, may God get the glory in the highest way. In the highest way, both possible by all the angels and every human being. Oh, glory to God in the highest. And look what He said. And on earth, peace. Not for everybody. People say, oh, what do you want? What do you want, Morning? I want peace on earth. That ain't going to happen. But He said, on earth, peace. Where's peace going to be established at? In the heart? In the mind? In the will? He didn't come to bring peace. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword to set at variance mother and father and sons and daughters. And here he come. He said, there'll be peace, but it'll be only for those that the Lord Jesus Christ come for. Only peace for those who have been saved by his blessed grace. And look what he says here now. And goodwill toward man. Oh, how good is the will of God to send his Son in such a manner. And goodwill. Oh, God's got a good will towards his people. And oh, look what a good will toward man. God got a good will. You know what? He says the goodness of God leadeth thee to repent. God's got a good will. And his good will's toward man. How? Through this child that was born. Through this infant that was born. Through this. You know, he's called the way, so we'll follow him. He's called the truth, so we'll believe him. He's called the life, so we'll rejoice in him and find rest in him. And look how these shepherds reacted now. Look how these shepherds reacted. And it came to pass in verse 15. And it came to pass as the angels were going away from them back into heaven. They left and waved back into glory they went. Ah, you can't imagine how. You can't imagine. And it came to pass as the angels were going away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another. He's talked about this thing to one another. He said, oh my, what? You know what we need to do? Let's go now even unto Bethlehem. Let's just leave these sheep. Let's go down to Bethlehem. And see this thing which has come to pass. And look what it says here. I love this right here. That's why I call it the Lord's revelation. And it came to pass of the this which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. The Lord hath made known unto us. Oh, Arthur W. Pink said, we only know what God taught us, only have what God gave us. We have nothing except what God gave us, what God taught us. And the Lord made known. The Lord made known. Ain't you so thankful the Lord made known? The Lord made known. And if you ever know anything, the Lord's got to be the one to make it known. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. He's got to make it known. And look what it says. It said that they talked among themselves. They talked among themselves and they said, let's go. And they believed the message. They believed the message that the angel gave them, what the Lord made known unto them. That's what you said, these angels came. And they made known unto us what the Lord hath done. What's made known unto us, what's happened. And they believed the message that was given to them. They believed that a Savior was born this day in the city of David. They believed he was in Bethlehem. And they believed that when they got there, they'd find him just exactly where the Lord said he'd be. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, I can tell you where Christ is right now. And if you believe the message, you can go to him right now. And you know how long it'll take you to get there? Just as long as it takes you to say, I'm coming. You say, I'm coming, and you're there. You know where he is now? He's not in a manger. He's at the right hand of God, sitting at the right hand of God with all power and majesty vested in him. And that's why you could get to him just like that. If you go to him in your heart, the minute you go to him, you've arrived. Ain't that the mystery of the gospel? These shepherds had to go someplace. And look what it says now. In verse 16, the Lord, just go see what the Lord's made known to us. They talk about it now. And then it says in verse 16, and they came with haste. They said, well, let's get down there quick. The Lord made this known to us. Let's go see. And they made haste. I'm telling you what, they wasn't lollygagging. They wasn't just dragging their feet. They wasn't just trying to just wander around. No, no, they made haste. And look what it says. See, they were interested. Let us go now. And look what happens. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They found just exactly what the Lord said they found. You find it just exactly where the Lord said it'd be. Oh, my. They found just like they had been told. Oh, they came and they found. I don't know how long they stayed there. But I know, this is just speculation. I'm going to quit preaching and tell you. I'm going to speculate a little. I believe when those shepherds went in there, when they looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, that infant in that manger, the angels already told them that this is the Savior, that this is the Christ, this is the Messiah, this is the Lord, this is Jehovah. And when they looked at him, that's what they believed he was. They said, this is my Savior. This is the Messiah that we've been looking for. This is Jehovah come down. Now, whether they touched him, I don't know. But I believe with all my heart that they understood clearly who he was. I believe they cleared it because that's what the angels told them. What did the angels say? A Savior's born. A Savior. And he's the Messiah. He's the Christ. And he's the Lord. He's Jehovah. Isn't that little baby? That's who it is. And they made haste to get down there. And then look what else happened now. And then verse 17, and when they had seen it, and when they had seen it, oh my, what a sight they saw. And when they had seen it, you know what they did? They went telling men and women and everybody that listened to them. They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They went and told everybody. Said, "You know what they told us today?" We went and saw it. They told us that there's a Savior born over in Bethlehem, and they said he's the Messiah, and they said he's the Lord. He's Jehovah. And said, they came and made them know that everything that was told them concerning this child. And that's what we do. We only tell what we've seen and heard for ourselves. And that's all a preacher can do. All that a preacher can do and all the witnessing you can do is just tell what the Lord's done for you. What the Lord means to you. That's all you can do. You can't do any more than that. And then look what happens in verse 18. And all they that heard it wondered at those things. Oh my goodness. They, in this vernacular around here, they say they studied it. They studied about it. They thought about it. They wondered about it. They heard these things. They began to wonder. Oh, my. Ain't this something? And they wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They began to wonder. Their minds stood in wonder. They wondered about it. And they pondered it. And they thought about it. And oh, my. And I tell you what, the thing about it is, beloved, and I'm still in wonder. I'm still in wonder over the Lord Jesus Christ. And the angels that came and revealed the Lord Jesus to these shepherds know nothing of redemption. Know nothing of redemption. They know nothing about salvation other than who needs it and why Christ came into this world. They don't need to be redeemed. They don't need to be saved. There's no bloodshed for them. They didn't need salvation. And yet they were faithful messengers. They told who Christ was. And the shepherds were working when God revealed to them the birth of his son. And I tell you something, God breaks in souls at the most unlikely time. At the most unlikely time. They were out tending sheep, and the Lord broke in them. He didn't run up to Jerusalem and tell everybody up at Jerusalem. No, he found some fellows tending sheep, because he's the great shepherd of the sheep. And look, let me close up with 19 and 20. And look what happens. But Mary kept all these things. When those shepherds came, when the angels came, and she'd been told she was going to have this child, and all the things that she'd been told, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She kept all the things that God had told her and all the things that God revealed to her. She kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And we keep the things of Christ and we ponder them in our heart. We love the things of Christ. And how many times do we ponder these things in our heart? And look what happens now. And the shepherds returned, went back out to take care of the sheep, glorifying and praising God. What were you doing that for? For all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Somebody told them, and they said, what they told us we heard, what they told us we seen. They had to be told, and you have to be told. But when you hear it and see it, you know what you'll do? You'll glorify and praise God. Our Father, in the blessed name of Christ our Lord, thank you for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the truth as it is in our Savior. And Lord, I pray that you'd cause this gospel to find a lodging place, that you'd cause the seed to be sown, bring forth fruit to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you in your sovereign mercy would open hearts, open minds, open wills, and open understanding, and bring men and women, and especially me, to your feet where we can worship you, adore you, praise you, glorify you, and tell what we've seen and what we heard when we get the opportunity. Lord, we bless you. Bless you for this congregation of believers. And Lord, we pray for every home, every child, every mother, every father, every grandmother, every grandchild. Lord, that you would save the children, that you would strengthen the grandmothers and the grandfathers. Bless the mothers and the dads, and help us live to your glory. Help us, O Lord, to always honor you. And Lord, I know we fail in a thousand ways. I do. But I'm so thankful you gave me a Savior. So thankful you gave me a Savior. Lord, we bless you in Christ's name. Amen.